Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey. We're on Samach Hey. Yes, today we'll learn today for Fuah Shleim, of course, Roshana Basti, Masrachel Devorah. Yes, I did promise a great Daf, and in the words of George Orwell, all Dafs are created equal, but some are more equal than others. So, right? So, having said that, let's start off. I want to just go back and say one more, two things on before the Mishnah, even though after the Mishnah. So listen to this. Hanu did not. We said that Psachya was Al HaKinim. He was in charge of the Kinim. What did he mean he was in charge of the Kinim? Because he figured out the whole thing with the women. So the Ravadja Rasunur, the Marsha says that the same Pirkei Avot, that Kinim and Nida are Gufei Torah. Right? Everything, Gematria, that's all spices. That's Gufei, what's Gufei Torah? Interesting. Okay. Zu Mordechai Lama Nikra Shmo. Psachi, why was he called? Psachi, Hashem Paseach, Devarim Vidarshan. He was so smart. And it's Gufei Torah. The Yodea Shiv Lashon, he knew 70 languages. Kulu Sanhedrin Nami Yodi Shiv Lashon. All Sanhedrin knew 70 languages. Shedema, like it says, the Amar of Yochanan, Ein Moshiv and Sanhedrin Ela Bale Chachma. You have to be wise. Bale Mare, you have to be good looking. Bale Koma, you have to be tall. Bale Zikna, you have to be a little older. Can't be 21 years old to be on the Sanhedrin, right? Bal Kshafim, you have to be a Bal Kishon. Rashi says something so astounding here. Look at Rashi. Bal Kishon. She'im yehe anidon mechashe. Let's say the victim, not the victim, the defendant, the criminal, is a mechashe. V'ha'or lo yishlot bo. And the fires of Grateful. I'm not going to work on him. Why not? Because he's a magician. Then you know what? Yasu hein ha'machashefot, you can use kishav, v'yimitsehu b'chom yitzashiyachol. Kill him any way you can. Rashi says, right? The guy outsmarted, he outwitted you. With magic, you couldn't, Bezin couldn't kill the regular. What'd the guy do? He's not a magician. He was Boel, some woman, right? His mother-in-law, well, he's getting straight for now. He did some aveira. But he's also a magician, and the straight doesn't work. So you could out magic him. That's what you're allowed to do, kishon. What's he talking about? Tosfos says the obvious answer. Tosfos, look at top Tosfos. Pirush of Haigon, k'diliyede es hadin. To know how to judge somebody. K'damrinan ha'osem ma'ase chayiv, ha'osem ma'ase chayiv. If you do a chayiv, ha'oche tenai in potter. If you do some sleight of hand, you potter. That's not magic. Right? Do some sleight of hand. That's not kishon. You do some trick with the cards. You do some sleight of hand. Right? I trick your eyes. That's not chayiv. Therefore, you have to know. Behind the Ka'amar, Rabbi Elazar, Besop, Arba, Visos, Rabbi Elazar said, Shani Shona, Shalosh Meas, Hilchas, Menetias, Kishun. I knew 300 different things with the magic with cucumbers. Kedarina Nami, Abba Atalama, Lahavin, Lahawar. Yeah, you're allowed to learn. You don't spread out on the practices, but you're allowed to learn it to know what it is. So when the guy's brought in, and two ways to come and say, this guy made cucumbers do his laundry, right? Hey, that's Kishub. Let's go examine that. What Rashi is talking about, I have no idea. Right. Right. What you hear? Well, she was nice for that. But what you... Yeah. You hear what I'm saying? What's Rashi talking about? You're going to out-kishuf the guy. Which is a difficult Rashi, no? Anyway, the Yedim Shivan Lashon, you actually don't know 70 languages, Shilo Yitzhei, Sanhedrin Shemas, the Piyam Torgamin. So you shouldn't have to hear through an interpreter. You're not allowed to hear through an interpreter. The Gemara says, El Dahavi Baya Lishnei Vidarsh. He was able to combine languages. That's a big mila. How does this Mordechai Bilshan. Mordechai Bilshan. Chassan Sofer says, a town where this story happened is a combination of Hebrew and Aramaic. Gagos, Srifin. Gag is Hebrew, and Srifin is Aramaic. Within the story itself is an allusion to that. Okay, next Mishnah. Ready? Here we go. Ketan Hate Osim. How would they do it? How would they do this? How would they do the Omer? Shlucho Bezdin Yotzim Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif already. Bezdin, everybody's busy in the kitchen. They're busy going out into the field. But Osin Osim Kwichot. They would make like piles, bundles. The Mechobel Akarka in the ground. Kadeshe Tenoach Lista. So it'd be easier to cut Matzah Yontif. Kol ha'ayaros ha'smuchin l'sham, Wisconsin l'sham. And all the nearby places would come there. Kedei, shehei niksar be'etik gadol. It should be a whole big entourage, a whole big production. A big etik, a big tumult. Kivan shech ha'shecha, when it got dark, amalehen, Ba Shemesh? I'm sorry. Yeah. Amalek. Ba Shemesh? The sun is gone? Amahain. Yeah. Ba Shemesh? Sun's gone? Amahain. Yeah. Magal Zeh? This is a sickle? Amahain. Yeah. Magal Zeh? This is a sickle? Amahain. They would say yeah. Kupa Zeh? This is a basket? Amahain. They would say yeah. Kupa Zeh? This is a basket? Amahain. They would say yeah. Yeah. B'Shabbat Amar Lehen. Why? One time, we'll get to it. B'Shabbat Amar Lehen. On Shabbat, they said, Shabbat Zu? The Shabbat? Amahain, yeah. Shabbat Zu? Amahain, yeah. Ektar? Should I cut? The Hebe Omer Mlo, Ketar, go cut. Asks everybody, how come? Every question the guy asks. They answer back, yes. And when he asks if I should cut, they answer back, go cut, as opposed to, yes. The answer is, there are three answers to this question. Each one so amazing. Damtachas Binyamin, you know what that is? Like a little bit of a Kabbalah statement. Damtachas Binyamin says, if I ask you, Bar Shemesh, what's the answer back? If you don't say yes, the answer is, Bar Shemesh. The question and the answer are the exact same words. The only difference is how you inflect it. Bar Shemesh? Bar Shemesh. Magal? Magal. That could be misleading. Right? That could be misleading. Same word. How's anyone else supposed to hear what's going on? Magal, magal. What are they playing? Word games. The only difference between the question and the answer is the inflection. Except for this one. Ektar? I can say Ketar. Different word. That's why it's different. Really, we'd prefer to be more specific. Yes. Right? We'd prefer to be more specific. But if you're more specific about every single question, then it leads to a silly conversation. There's repeating words back and forth. Well, that's we're going to get to that in a minute. Now we're going to get to that also. The Mishnah's going to say that. That's answer number one. Answer number two, like what you answered, that it's the only one that's actually a Maisa. Everything else is nature. Is that a table? Yeah, that's a table. Is that, yeah. Is that Shabbat? Yeah. Is that yeah. Here, it's a Maisa. Should I go do it? Go right ahead and do it. Right? It's a Maisa. And the third answer he gives is, the Torah Yisrael gives, that it's a way to, like, spur on the excitement. Should I cut? Cut already. So, yeah, right? It's more exciting. It's doing a mitzvah, and that's why we did it that way. Okay. Xr? Correct. Absolutely. Well, we're going to get to that also in a second. What do you mean? They walk. Right outside Yerushalayim. Yeah. So, 1 second. It was Matzi Yontif. If it was Shabbat, they'd still do it on Shabbat. We had it already. So, XR, Tehim Omer Lo Ketzar. They would tell me, yeah, go cut again. Shalosh Pa'amim, I'll call Dover V'Dover. 3 times. They would ask every single question. Why 3 times? By the way, the reason why it's 3 times is because when you say something 3 times, it has a lot of emphasis. This Mishnah is the Makar for saying Kol Nidre 3 times. This Mishnah is the Makar for saying Hadron 3 times. Why say 3 times? Because when you say something 3 times, it has more meaning. That's why you keep repeating it the same thing. Yeah? Yeah. Really? 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 Say 3 times, I mean it. That's Kol Nidre. He says, that's why Eliyahu HaNavi asked Hashem 3 times. Put the water on the fire, right? Douse the water 3 times. With 3 times? Because you say something 3 times, that has much more emphasis. Also, that's why we say Ashrei 3 times a day. All these things. Everything's always 3. We say Hajj, at the end of a parak, we say 3 times. Why? Because it gives it more emphasis. No reason. Right? Okay. You don't say Kol Nidre 3 times. Hashem hates it 1 time. Right? Okay. Next, I don't know. Kol Kach Lama, why such a big production? Why such a big production? Why? Mipnei HaBaitusim, because of the Baitusim. The Baitusim were a group of Jews. that followed their leader, whose name was Baitut, a similar who had a buddy named Tzadok, who were the Tzadukim, who they didn't really believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. What exactly, I've said already many times what they didn't believe in, but they had a problem with cutting the Omer on the night of the second day, the second day of Pesach. They had a problem with that. Because it says in the Torah, Machors HaShavit. Machors HaShavit really means on Sunday. And they would cut the Omer the Sunday after Pesach. That's all tomorrow's stuff. It's really, most of it's tomorrow's stuff. All the, I'm sorry, not tomorrow's stuff. Today's stuff. Today's stuff are all the proofs against them. Tomorrow's stuff, Rava undoes all the proofs and says they're just wrong. But today's stuff is all the proofs against them. Now, why? Show your Omer. They would say, ain't Ktiras HaOmer for Matzah Yontif. They would say, there is no Ktiras HaOmer on Matzah Yontif. Right? Unless it happens to fall out that way. But it's one out of seven chance. Right? Now, that's the Kerem Orah. Mashma from here, that during the first Beis HaMikdash, when there were no Baitusim and Tzedukim, they didn't do this. They only did it to outwit them. And it's during the first Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have to have an entourage. They didn't have to say three times and make a whole production. Oh, that's a sentence. Two guys in the to go do it. Mashma that way, right? Right, correct. Just interesting observation. By the way, where am I up to? Very good. The Zibri Shol said that's why on the first night of Sfira, say Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer, you don't say Hayom Yom Rishon LaOmer. We don't even want to even mention Yom Rishon, which is a Sunday, which alludes to this. We never want to mention that. So we say Yom Echad. Interesting also. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Ready? Elaine Yoma Delo Lisana Bahon. These are the dates. Now, this is a safer, one of the earliest farim called Megillah Tainus. It was a Megillah of all the days you don't fast. A little funny word to call Megillah Tainus. This is you don't fast. They were all minor Yom and Tov. So in Megillah Tainus it said, Elan Yomin the Lolas Anabon. These are the days we don't fast. What days are those? Umiktahon the Lola Misbad Bahon. And on some of them, we don't have Hespit either. Right? Meresh Yarchad Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ad Temanyave, until the eighth day of Nisan, those first 8 days, Itokum Temida the Lola Misbad. We established the Karban Tamid. And therefore, there are no Hispedim on those 8 days. What it means they established the Karban Tamid? The Tzedukin held that a Karban Tamid could be brought by private funds. The Tzedukin held that Karban Tamid could be brought by private funds. It's like selling an aliyah. I can purchase. Today's Karban was sponsored by the Kagan family. Right? They held you could do that. The Chachamim held you can't do that. It's a Karban Tzibur. It has to be brought from the Machla Shekel money. So there was a big machloket. Finally, after years and years of fighting, the Chachamim won out, and for 8 days they had a party. What's the party? No Hespedim this week. Right? No Hespedim. It's a day of a happy day. It took 8 days. It's a long time. Umitamanya Bey Vadsov Moada. And from the 8th day till after Yontif, Itos of Chagat Shavuaya, they were able to beat the Tzedukim regarding the Yontif of Shavuot, started a week before Pesach. The fight with the Tzedukim, when is it going to be Shavuot? And they beat them out, and they made a Yontif Delo Lemispad. They changed it to say that it should be Tainus. Delo Tainus. There's no Tainus. Look at Rashi. Abol Lemishbad Shari. However, during those days, between 8th day till after Pesach, you're allowed to have a spade. There's just no times. Why? Delohavi Simchi Yitzera Bishal Aseret Kibishal Tamid. Because winning Shavuot was not as big as a victory as winning the Karban Tamid. Really? Why? Amrashi. Bishom. Listen to this. Mishum da'atzeres lo hayashum raya l'divrei baitusim. Because regarding Shavuot, the Baitusim had no raya. They had no raya that they're right. Abel. What? One minute. I'm just reading the words of Rashi. Abel. Betamid. Hayaraya ludevrehem. But by the Tamid, they had a raya that they're right. Vitarvayhu mefarish lekamon. It's all going to be explained later on. Yes, it's Fatema. What on earth is Rashi talking about? We're going to have now 8 rayas against the Tzedukim, only about Shavuot. About the Karpet Tamid, we're going to have one pasuk that they were wrong. Same pasuk they had, just we're going to have a different shot in the pasuk. But regarding Shavuot, we have 8 psukim, at least 8, maybe even 9. So many different rayas that they're wrong. What's Rashi talking about? Fatema is such an unbelievable answer. Fatema says, because you know why the Karpet Tamid was a greater victory? Every day they woke up in the morning, are they going to have to carve a tummy, be birthed from private funds, a fight every day? Finally beat them about it, much bigger than this. Shavuot was once a year, so it's going to be either on a Sunday, or it'll be a few days off, but there'll be a few days fight. Okay, unbelievable answer. Right, it's unbelievable answer. Unbelievable answer. Every day the carve it, twice a day, fighting with them about who could bring it, where the money coming from. It's a big fight every day. They beat them on it, but a big yontif. The bigger yontif than Shavuot. Such an unbelievable Muslim. Yeah, such a big deal. What? But it's not permitted. Not permitted. It has to come from, yes, it has to come from public funds. They respond to everything. Right? In those days, you're not allowed to sponsor it. Not allowed. It has to be brought from public funds. What? Right? It's just an unbelievable answer. It's an unbelievable spot seven. It's amazing. Anyway, now, Mereish Yarcha Denisan at Tabanya Bay, from the first day of Nisan until the 8th day, he told him to Mida, right now just repeating it, we've established the Tamid, the low, the Mitzvah. There's no fasting, also no tainus. Shai Tzedukim Omrim, Yachid Misnadevu may be Tamid. The Tzedukim said, an individual person could donate a carbon Tamid. Why not? My Darish, what positive did they have that they're right? S. So they say the word tase. Tase is in Lashon singular. Tase, you could donate it. Right? My ahadru, what they answer back? Why are they wrong? So they're wrong. Es karboni lachmi l'ishai tishmeru. Tishmeru is Lashon plural. Right, they're always right. They're always more right. Right? Next. Sheikulim bo'am mitshumas alishka. It has to come from the lishka. Right? It has to. Now we're going to spend all this time. Now we're going to spend the whole daf now is going to be about proving them wrong about Shavuot. So, mitzmanya be'ev yadzov mo'ada itosev chaga deshvuaya delo lemitzvah. I should say no time. We said they could have. Why? It was a lesser victory. So from the 8th day till after Shavu, after Pesach, why? Shai Baitusim Omrim, the Baitusim would say, Atzeres Achar Shabbos. Shavu is always spelled out on a Sunday. Why? Because the cutting of the Omer was always on a Sunday. Why? And it's 49 days later. Why? Because that's been Ruach Hashanah Shabbos. The day after Shabbos. Isn't the day after Shabbos Sunday? So we have a drasha. No. The day after Shabbos means the day after Pesach. Why? Because sometimes Yomim Tovim are referred to as Shabbos. Does Duga make more sense? Well, that's why you have to have. Yes, that's why you have to have a Mesorah. If you don't have a Mesorah, that makes much more sense. Right? But if you don't have a Mesorah, you don't get the first beat. We said that already. But we're going to get to the pasuk. Same thing. 7 weeks later, whatever day is going to be the day of the Omer is going to be the first day of Shavuot. It's that way also. So Chum did argue at that point. So it could be on a Wednesday. The second day of Pesach is a Wednesday. So it's the first day of Shavuot also Wednesday. Right? It's really the second day after that. In other words, this year, for example, Pesach was on a Tuesday. The first day of Pesach was a Tuesday. Second day of Pesach was a Wednesday. The first day of Shavuot is a Wednesday. Right? 7 weeks later. The question is, they held, that's true, but it always has to be on a Sunday. So, Nidbar Lehem Yochanan Bedakai, Bamal Lehem, Shotim, you fools, Menayin Lehem, how do you know? We didn't get below Haya, Adam Echad, Shayim Eshivo, no one had an answer for them. Chut, Bidakin Echad. Except for one old man, Shayim Fatbe Kinego, you know, argue with him. But Omar, he said, Moshe, listen to what he said. Moshe Rabbeinu, Oev Yisrael Haya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a great guy. He loved the Jewish people. V'yodea Shateret Yom Echadu. He knew that Shavu is only one day. Only one day. Not 7 days. It's only one day of a chag. In times of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole country shut down. Even today, it's like that a little bit. Right? It's not like here where everyone works on Chol HaMoed. It was a real Yontif. So, but Shavu is not like it's only one day. So, Amad V'tikta Achar Shabbos. So, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and makes a Yontif on a Sunday. Kadesh Yisroel Ma'angin Shnei Yomim. Have a 2-day weekend. Shabbos Sunday. Exactly what he did. Of an extended weekend. Right? This is what the old man said. Right? That's why it's on a Sunday. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. He wanted them to have a nice vacation. So he made a 2-day weekend, an extended weekend. Look at Tosfos. Little Tosfos. Omar V'tikna. Tosfos, 3 words. Back forward. Vakadosh Baruch Hu. That's 1 word. Hiskim al Yado. And Hashem agreed with Moshe. And therefore put it into the Torah. Unbelievable Tosfos. Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make it a 2-day Yontif. So he says to Hashem, how about if we make Shavuot always fall on a Sunday? Hashem says, that's a good idea. I'm going to write Machmas for Shabbat. Shavuot should always fall on a Sunday. And Hashem agreed to that. Unbelievable Tosfos. Without that Tosfos, tomorrow makes no sense. Because even the Tzedukim didn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it on his own. Right? It's divinely ordained. So Hashem agreed to this. Unbelievable. Anyway, Mikra Olav. So what happened? So Rabbi Yochanan Bezakai hears this unbelievable answer. What does he say back? So Kara Olav Mikra Zeh has the following pasuk. He says to him at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, second pasuk, right? Acharas Yom Echor of Derech Har Seir. It's only an 11-day journey from Har Seir to from Har Sinai, which is Chorev. Har Seir, which is right at the beginning of it, only 11-day journey. V'im Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisrael Haya. If Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people so much, then Lama Icharan V'Midbar Bam Shana. So why did he make them travel 40 years? It's only 11-day journey. What? Ah, so there's a real Chacham Tzadik talking. He's being facetious. Why did he make 11-day journey? Well, 11 days, but for 40 years, such a lover of the Jewish people. So Amalo Rebbe B'Kachat Patrani. That's the best he could say to me. That's what you're saying back to me? Amalo, Shota, Lote Torah Shlema, Shalano Kazicha Matela. The answer back is, you're such a fool. You're saying empty Kazicha Matela, empty. You're saying empty words. Why? Shalachem. You're saying empty words. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have 2-day holidays. Kasef Echad Omer, it says in one pasuk, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Count 50 days. The Kasef Echad Omer, and another pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tihiena. Count 7 weeks. How do you reconcile 50 days and 7 weeks? How do you reconcile that? Hakeitad Khan, when do you count 7 weeks? B'yomtav Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. Yeah, if Yomtav is on a Shabbos, and the first day of the week is a Sunday, everybody holds that. Goyim, Jews, Rechav B'Daka held it. It's a Sunday. So if Yomtav falls on a Sunday, it will taka be 7 weeks, complete weeks. Starting on a Sunday, going to the next one. Do that 7 times, and get the Shavuos. Shavuos will fall out on a Sunday. That's no problem. And Khan, when do you count 50 days? Now you count 50, halacha is you count the days no matter when. The idea is, beyond the Shechal Yosem, the Shabbos, if you end up fall out in the middle of the week, why? Because in the weeks, your weeks of Kazakh Sphira don't correspond to the weeks of the week. Why? Because you're starting on a Wednesday. Starting on a Wednesday. The week doesn't start on a Wednesday, the week starts on a Sunday. So sometimes it'll start on a Sunday, sometimes it'll start on a Wednesday. What do you see from here? It can start on a Wednesday. Ask Tosvos, Tap Tosvos, Yim Tomar, V'halo lo Safriyon, Elamem Tezio. We only count 49 days. We don't count 50 days. Believe it or not, there were people, there are, he mentioned there in the Achronim, that would count Hayom Yom Chamishim Yom Omer, they would count the 50th day. Now, there's no bracha on that. And that might be a problem of Tosif. But the people did it. Why? Doesn't the Torah say count 50 days? Tosfos asked that question. What's Tosfos' answer? the question's a lot better than the answer. A lot better. First some answer, V'yesh lomar. Shalom tzei b'akos of lispor chamishim. It doesn't need to count 50. Tachi kamar. Here's what it says. Kara counts ad b'macharas ha-shavet ha-shviyat. Counts until the day after day 49, which by the way is day 50. Shehu yom chamishim tisperu. Shehu yom chamishim tisperu. Which is the 50th day. But you're not counting it, you're counting up to. That's not what it says. Just some day, just like 40 lashes. You don't get 40 lashes, you get up to 40. Right? Inami or, chamishim yom tisperu, when it says to count 50 days, avahak ravtem de basreikoi. It goes on the korbanos, which will take place on day number 50. That's true. That's not what it says. That's why the question is better than the answer. It doesn't say the korbanos, it's just the count. It means to count that on the 50th day, which we're not counting, we're going to have korbanos, because it's going to be a yontif. Vachi karma, ad mimachmar tashavet hashviyat, until the 50th day, tisperu, v'lo'ad b'chlal nun, yom. V'lo'ad b'chlal. They graft them in chachedosha, and then on day number 50, you bring korbanos. Right. What do you mean, what's the issue? Do you watch this raya that they're wrong? Correct. But the 50th day, it's beyond 7 weeks. We don't do that. We don't count. The Torah says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. We count 50 days. We don't count 50 days. We count 49 days. So it's this question. So the answer is all the answer. Now it's up to the 50th. The 50th is the day of Korbanos. The question's a lot better than the answer. So he says, it says count 50 days. It says count 7 weeks. Why does the Torah write it two different ways? Why do I try it two different ways? So, the halacha answer is, because there's a mitzvah to count days, there's a mitzvah to count weeks. That's the halacha answer. So he's saying it's a drash, because to tell you, there are two ways it could fall out. It could fall out where the weeks will correspond to the weeks of the calendar, and there are times where it won't. So when it corresponds to the week of the calendar, that's going to be on a Sunday. And there are sometimes it won't. Of course, it's Sukkim, there's no such thing. So obviously, Sukkim are wrong. So he's saying that's the answer to the Zedukim, because the Zedukim said it has to start on a Sunday. So it has to correspond to the weeks of the Goyim, the weeks of the calendar. So Reuchon HaBetz, like I said, not so fast. Doesn't have to. Yeah. Well, the Zedukim were a new creation. What do you mean? They're holding it the way the Chacham held it. All of a sudden they made changes, exactly. Yes, it's called reform. Yes, exactly. Make changes, right? It's all different. Right. Correct. Absolutely. 100%. Now, shall, give me the parentheses. Shall Rabbi Eliezer, Sofer, Yeshua, Mona, Rabbi Yishmael, Mameh, Rabbi Huda, Lamat, Simon. These are all there are four or five more proofs that they're all wrong. That the Sadukim were wrong. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Ein Atzarah. I don't need Rabbi Yochanan Medakas. Plus, I have a better one. A better, different. Hari Omer, it says, Tis for Loch. It says Tisfar Loch, counts for you in the singular. Svira, who's a singular person? Bezdin. Svira Tuluya Bebezdin. Counting, which is connected to Bezdin. Shehem Yodim, if you change the words now, Shehem Yodim Lekadesh Yontif. Who is Mekadesh Yontif? Bezdin. Who is Mekadesh Shabbat? Nobody. From the sixth day of Sheshim Ebrachis is Shabbat. So what Velez is saying is if you have to count. When do you start counting? Start counting Shabbat. That means on a Sunday? But it says Lach. Lach is singular. I don't need Bezdin for that. I don't need Bezdin to tell me to count on a Sunday. Why? I know when Sunday is. I don't know when Pesach is. I need Bezdin for that. They're the ones who are Makadosh Lechodesh. Therefore, when it says Sunday, the day after Shabbat, it can't mean Sunday. Because if it means Sunday, I don't need Bezdin for that. You hear this answer? This knock? Yasso Shabbat Bereshit is an illusion, is a means every Shabbat. Shabbat doesn't count. Shesfirasu Chalazim. Anybody can count on a Sunday. Anybody knows when Sunday. I don't know when Sunday. I don't know when Sunday is. The day after Saturday. When's Pesach going to be? I don't know. Whenever the Bezin is Makash the Chodesh needs something, Pesach will be 50 days later. You hear that, right? Tomorrow, Rav is going to say what kind of raya is that. Rav is going to undo all these rayas tomorrow. Except for like two. Yeah. Interesting. Rabbi Shua Omer, I have another pasuk. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Mona Yamim, the Torah says count days, the Kidesh Chodesh. And we also venture Chodesh. Ma Yamim, the Kodesh, Mona Yamim, it also says to count days, the Kodesh Ateres, and to be Mekadesh Shavuot. Ma Chodesh, just like Rosh Chodesh, Samoch Libiyato Nikr, I know when Rosh Chodesh is coming. I don't know exactly the day, but I know when it's coming. How do I know when it's coming? I look at the moon, it's full. I know it's coming. Exactly the moment, that I don't know, but I know when it's coming. Af Ateres, well, admit it. But his point is, Af Ateres, so too Shavuot, Samoch Libiyato Nikeres. When, in other words, just like Shavuot, when do I start counting for Shavuot? Right away when Pesach comes. I don't wait till a Sunday. Sunday could be 4 days later. Right away. Just like I know right away. Rosh Chodesh, it's coming, it's on us. So too, on Shavuot, on Pesach, I'm counting for Shavuot right away on Pesach. When? Right away the first day. Or the second day. Right away.
See, these right, that's a good right.
I guess in the... Right. So everyone... Correct. God said that Shavuot is the day after Shabbat. What does that mean? Everyone, actually, another reason why... It's not arguing on each other. It's another reason. You want to undo one? I have another reason for you. But it has to mean a Sunday. It can't mean a Sunday. Because in Tomar, Sarah's all Machar Shabbat. If you want to tell me Shavuot is always on a Sunday, how do you know it's right here coming right on us? You don't know. It's 5 days away. It's a whole separate discussion. That's a big discussion. There's a very hard answer to that question because it never says in the I saw someone said that. It never says in the Torah that Shavuot, no. It never says in the Torah that Shavuot is not in Torah. It never says that. The whole parish of Shavuot, it says it's 50 days after Pesach. It never says it's not in Torah. I'll tell you the question. We all know that Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. Right? Everyone says Shavuot was on a Shabbat. That's impossible. 50 days later. It's impossible. So on a Friday. Some say it was on a Friday. Second day was on a Shabbat. It's very complicated. I don't want to go with that. It's very complicated. Don't find this at all because the Pesach says it's on a Sunday. So what does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, by the way, if you makash the chodesh al pi re'iya, it's not such a kasha because they can manipulate it. It's not such a kasha. It's more of a kasha today and that first year. Right. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Amr Torah havi Omer b'Pesach. The Torah says on Pesach you bring the Omer v'shtei halechem ba'aseret. And on Shavuot, you bring two loaves of bread. Ma lahala, just like by the Shnei Alechem. Regel. Utchilas Regel. Right? You bring the Shnei Alechem on Shavuot. On the very beginning of Shavuot. What does that mean? On Shavuot on one day. Afkan, so too by the Omer. Regel. It's on a Regel. Utchilas Regel. The beginning of the Regel. Not the end of the Regel. Not on a Sunday. It could be Shavuot on a Monday. It could be 4 days later. Right? Regel v'tchilas regel. Look at Rashi. Regel v'tchilas regel. V'im namtin ad la'achar Shabbat. If you're going to wait till a Sunday, pa'avim shayis above it's over regel. Sometimes it could be the end of the regel. It could go, for example, Shechal Pesach v'sheini v'shabbat. If Pesach falls on a Monday, then it's going to be v'sofa regel. Look at Tosafot. V'malahal and regel. Uld of Rehem, Zimnin, Tahavi Achahar Regel. It can even fall out after Pesach. Can go and Dechal Pesach Be'echer B'Shabbat. Pesach falls out on a Sunday. The question is, why didn't Rashi say that? Rashi says, right, we're trying to push it off. So Rashi says, well, if Pesach is on a Monday, then it'll be the last day of Pesach. So, yeah, if Pesach is on a Sunday, it won't even be on Pesach. So why didn't Rashi say that? I don't know. Right? Next, Last one. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betseira Omer, Nemar Shabbos Lamaila. It says the word Shabbos Lamaila, with Lamaila, by the fifth, by the Shtei Halechem, right? I'm sorry. Nemar Shabbos Lamaila, by the Omer, Umachorza Shabbos. The Nemar Shabbos Lamata. And it says by the Shtei Halechem, Shabbos also. Malahala, just like over there, by the Shavuot. Regal, Tzilos, Regal, Samachla. It's the Regal and the Regal right next to it. Afkan, Regal, Tzilos, Regal, Samachla. So too, when we think Pesach, we mean Pesach right away. Not waiting 5 days, 4 days, 3 days. Right away, and therefore it can't mean on a Sunday. It must mean the second day of Pesach.
Okay?
Those are done with the proofs. Now we're going to have a little bit of Gemara, and then we'll pick up tomorrow where Rava is going to undo all these proofs. Except most of them, anyway. Tana Rabbana, Tetna Torah, Usvartam Lachem, Shetei Svira L'chol Echad Ve'Echad. Each one of you should count. Each one of you should count. Look at Tosfos. Usvartam Lachem. Right? Gabe Yovel K'tiv, by Yovel it says, Usvartam Lach, Da'abezdin Ka'amba Lahu Rachmana. Bezdin, who counts Yovel? I don't care Yovel's in my house. Bezdin's keeping that Bezdin. So, B'Shema, Bezdin, Sofrin, Umavarchin, Kimo, Sha'on, Umavarchin, Al Spirit of Omer. Maybe Bezdin also counts as Spirit of Omer. That's not the part of the talk that I want to talk about. Listen to this. V'gabe Zava, Dichtiv, V'Safra, by a woman who's a Zava or a Nida, where it says she should count. Lo shayich ba bracha. It's not shayich for a zava to make a bracha. Why not? Kivon disoseres shesoseres dichazya afilu bishvi'i sasra. What does that mean? That means she's going to be counting her zayin nikiya. She make a bracha. Make a bracha by Sfirat Omer. Make a bracha by Yovel. So how does she make a bracha? The Tosfos says, because, well, what if on day number five she has to start over? What if on day number seven she has to start over? So she made a bracha of Atala for 6 days. So what, why get in? That's what Tosa says. That's what he means. She kibbet sheso seres. It's going to, her counting is going to become uprooted. It's going to become nullified. The ichad, the afil b'shvi, given the seventh day, that could happen. That could happen on the seventh day. So this is what I think Rabbi Tavos is going to be speaking about tomorrow. Right, that's what it said. The connection between Svira and Nida. What's the connection? This is the connection. Right? Counting, the bracha. So we all make a bracha on Sfirat Omer. Why don't we make a bracha? Why doesn't a woman make a bracha? The Tosfos answers, you don't make a bracha because it could turn into a bracha levatala. What? Excellent question. But I don't know if it's counting over. It's not counting. It's not counting. It's not the sakra. By the way, everybody knows there's a famous shla that says that a woman, there's no halacha significance to this, a woman should say, she should verbalize it like we do by Torah. Hayom yom echad shel shivin kiyum. Such an idea out there. Such an idea out there. The note of the Yehuda actually quotes it. Such an idea out there that a woman should say such a thing. Now, the question is, I'll ask you this question. Let's say a person is makabel on himself, he's going to fast. And he says aneinu. The minister before, he says aneinu. And he breaks his fast. Can't fast, he's too hungry. He breaks his fast. So is that a tefillah sheker? Because now I'm going to tell you all these cases where you could do something. What? At the time of Daneinu, he didn't even start fasting. Tomorrow I'm going to fast. I'm going to recover myself today. Tomorrow I will fast. And what if at lunchtime, you break the fast. Before mincha. No. The next day. You make a mincha on Tuesday, then I'm going to fast on Wednesday. Wednesday, 1 o'clock, you break the fast. Did that turn your tefillah into a fake tefillah? Tosfos says, if you make a bracha, and then the bracha gets undone, it turns it into a bracha levatala. So what about that? What about, if a guy makes a bracha al matzilat yizayim, he's ready to eat, and then he decides he's not going to eat. I'm not eating. I made a bracha al matzilat yizayim, I'm not going to eat, and the game's on, I'm going to watch the game now. Is that a bracha levatala? Or, right, so the Ritva says it's not. You know why? Because you can make a bracha on your hand. Yeah, we don't do that because we're not makor and tumah and tahor and all those things. You could, right? Interesting. And on Pesach night, we don't make the bracha. Right? When we're doing our hands for tumah and tahor, we don't make a bracha. Right? You don't have to. What about the case of the tainus? So the Radbad says it's not a problem. You know why? When you made the bracha, you were ready. So it's hair splitting. When you made that tefillah, you could have fasted. However, when you made that tefillah, you could have fasted. However, so same thing over here. The real answer is as follows. Better yet, let's say, what? Oh, let's say a guy, Rosh Hashanah, must make a bracha on the shofar. What if he can't blow? He can't do it. What if he can't? He doesn't have it in him today. It's not going to happen. The bracha of Atala? What about a moil who makes a bracha on a bris milah and he boxes it up? Happens. Is that a bracha of Atala? Tosma says that if you're counting the Zidah and it gets undone, it's a bracha of Atala. He doesn't say those words. That's what he means. Yeah, but you never got anywhere. So the answer is, that's the answer. The distinction is that every other case, up to you, whether or not you're going to succeed. If I don't mess up the milah, it's a good milah. If I don't mess up the shofar, it's a good shofar. Here, sign up to the woman. Whether or not it happens, whether or not, she'll eventually get there, but it won't happen this week. It might not happen this week. What? Which is why, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a woman, or maybe even a man, this is a very interesting sheet, if a woman, maybe even a man, knows they're never going to go the whole sphere without counting with a bracha. They're never going to make it. Very forgetful. They never got an ayur. They're never going to make it. Maybe they shouldn't even start. For this very reason. This is exactly the reason. Don't even start. What are you starting for? Right? Now, the difference is it's the other. You have the power to make it happen. You have the power to do that milah. You have the power to do that shofar. A woman has no power. It's not in her control. If she sees that, it's not to her. Right? Fascinating. It's a whole fascinating issue. Spend the 5 pages back here on it. Fascinating stuff. What? Yeah. What? That's probably what he's going to be talking about tomorrow. Yeah. What? What do you mean it says man? Yeah, but she's made a bracha for 5 days. Now she's got to start over to number one. So don't make a bracha. So that's a bit. I know. So the best answer is because it's not in her control. All right, very good. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.